The town of Pahoa is making preparations to deal with the possibility of a lava flow. And while it's stalled for now, officials are continuing to monitor the active flow where a breakout continues to move. It's a familiar story for residents in that area, many of whom have gone through this once before. Harry Kim remembers the day well.
Never forget that day, April Fool's Day, 1990.
That was the day the lava shifted and started heading towards the town of Kalapana. By the end of the summer, the entire community was buried. The former Hawaii Island mayor was the civil defense director at the time. His voice grows quiet as he describes how the lava displaced hundreds of families in the area, many of whom now live in Pahoa, the latest community in Kilauea's path.
A lot of them were people who were born and raised, and parents were born and raised, whose parents were born and raised. A lot of them were people that the family graves were there. You get to know them to that level. And this wasn't just a place to live. Right? This was a lifestyle. This was their home.
Kim says when you witness the destruction of an entire town, it changes you. Looking back, what he misses most are the memories he wishes he had captured.
I have a lot of regrets on things I didn't do, not for me, but for the preservation of history. Everybody is so, engrossed in sadness or loss or what we're going to do and different kind of things that you don't think of, I must preserve.
One specific regret, a lack of photographs.
I didn't arrange to have pictures taken, and I should have. People would sit down with you and tell you about who planted that tree and the Keiki ponds and history behind it, and I should have taken pictures of them sitting by.
Over the past three decades, Kilauea's most recent eruptions have forever changed the landscape of East Hawaii. With more than 500 acres of new land created from the slow-moving molten rock that has consumed more than 200 homes, Kim remembers one of them.
This one day, this family guy came to talk to me and said, Harry, I'm going to ask you a favor. As he said, my houses are going to be covered by lava, by nightfall. I don't want people gawking and taking pictures. He said, can you make sure that nobody's around? And he said, you understand, right? It's like my funeral, and I don't want people yelling and screaming and excited at my funeral.
Kim says the Kalapana lava flow threw the rural community into the national spotlight. Soon, the town was filled with reporters, folks from neighbor islands, and others hoping to witness history. He says he understood the family's wish to mourn in peace and quickly gathered the crowd of onlookers, telling them to move along.
And I went on my speaker, and I said, I'm asking all of you who are not of this place, will you give these people their time alone to say aloha? I so well remember going to the man, Tutuman, and not knowing what to say. He said, Harry, no feel bad, because it's okay. Was gone anyway.
That painful experience of the past gives Kim a perspective for those who may face a loss in the future.
If the worst scenario happens, there are going to be literally a lot of people that may need to move elsewhere. This has been going on for millions of years. And it will continue.
Molly Solomon for HPR News.